burden the Lord gave me today is to acknowledge God. I want us to read Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6.
Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path.
This says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. The burden of my heart is acknowledge God. And in this scripture, I believe he wants us to recognize him in everything and put him there. Put him in everything that we do or say. Acknowledge him. You know, sometimes we have dignitaries. And if one of them walked in here today, we would acknowledge them, wouldn't we? We have a visitor in here. Maybe they're the governor. Or, you know, we won't just sit there and act like they're not nothing. They're not here, but we acknowledge them. And I believe that in this acknowledging God, we need to recognize he is Lord of Lords. He's King of Kings. He's over us. We are not our own. We're bought with a price. We need to acknowledge him in everything that we do or say, and not just live life the way we want to live it, walk the way we want to walk, do our own thing. We have that privilege because he gives it to us, but if we want our lives to be blessed, we need to acknowledge God. We need to look up to him. We need to recognize that he knows the way that we take, and he knows the best way. We can't not just do our own thing and really be successful. It says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. How can I acknowledge him? I go to him in prayer. I ask him what I should do and what I should not do. Sometimes we have the thought that we know. You know, we live life and we know how to do this, that, and the other. Sometimes we feel like that. But you know what? We need to recognize that we really don't. And unless God leads us and guides us, we'll make failures. There's many, many people that have made failures over and again doing things their way, what they think it should be done. So we need to trust in the living God. Trust his wisdom. Trust his direction. Trust his understanding. Sometimes the Lord might lead us a way we don't even think, how's that going to work? But if we do it God's way, it'll work, won't it? And it'll work right. And we'll be happy. And we'll be satisfied. And our lives will be blessed. So it says, lean not to thine own understanding. Today we have a world full of people that lean to their own understanding. And they make big messes. What do you think is happening in our world today? The war. Do you think that somebody went to the Lord and looked to him and thought, I better trust in God Almighty? before I make this mistake, this decision? No. They trust in their own mind, in their own wisdom. And a lot of people are hurt by it. A lot of problems. Maybe that there's a scripture that says, unless the Lord build a house, they that build it in vain. Unless the Lord directs us, we're going to make gross mistakes. You know, there's an enemy out there that wants to take us down a dark path. And if we listen to him or our own mind, we will go a dark path. I have a burden for vacation Bible schools, for working with children. And the reason my burden is so heavy for them is because I look out and I see so many adults that have gone down dark paths. And I wanted to try to get to those children before they get into those things. You know, listening to their friends, they'll do things that maybe they wouldn't do automatic, but they listen to their friends and they start doing. I went to Tulsa my first day on campus when I met this girl and we were Tulsa University. And we was talking and everything. And she was smoking, I think. And she offered me to smoke. I said, no. And I think I told her, I'm saved. But you see, if you don't have God, then you're going to be tempted to do and say and go the wrong way. No doubt if I just got, you know, oh, well, my parents not around no more, and I'm in on college, and I want to fit in. That's what happens a lot of time. People want to fit in. And just giving up. Wonder where I would be today. For sure, I'd probably have a habit that I'd have a hard time getting rid of. So, this scripture says, lean not to your own understanding. Even if it looks like it might be, it won't hurt you to fit in. Other people are doing it and all that. No. It says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. He's going to give you the right way. He's going to direct you in the right path. And that's what we need in this life. We need to be directed in the right path. Psalms 37, verses 5 and 6.
Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the new day.
What does it say? Commit thy way unto the Lord. So I acknowledge him. God is almighty. And I'm acknowledging him as the head of my life. I'm acknowledging him as the right way to go. I'm acknowledging him as the creator of the world and as my judge in the end. So I'm going to commit my way unto the Lord. Trust also in him. Both these scriptures tell us to trust. We need to trust in the Lord, not in me, not in my, you know, I may have talent. I may have talents, but I need, if God gives me that talent, I certainly need his direction. We need his direction. So trust in the Lord. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. I can't even live this righteous life on my own. I need his help. So I give my heart to the Lord. I ask him to save me. But then from there, I need to daily trust him to help me to fulfill that. Trust him to help me to live this righteous life before him. Colossians 3:17. Every step we take, we need to trust in the Lord. Not do it on our own. I remember when I was growing up, we did not even leave our house without prayer. My mother, would she stop? I think we'd all get down on our knees and pray before we left the house. Every step we take, we need to trust in the living God. 3:17.
Whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him.
Look how we're acknowledging him. We're giving thanks to him and the Father. Oh, it is so important to recognize that we have a God over us. I believe, going back to our situation in the world, if the leaders would look to God, things would be much better. We need to look to God. He is the leader. He is the king. He is the righteous Lord. And we need to honor him. And we need to acknowledge him in all that we do. And we need to trust in him. And we need to seek his directions. Because if we don't, we're going to make some bad errors in our lives. Jeremiah 10:23.
O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps.
Do you get a hold to that? Jeremiah says, I know that it is not in man to direct his steps. Man doesn't know what to do or where to go. And if he goes his own way, he will go wrong. It's just not in him. He doesn't have that power. He doesn't have that authority. He needs to be directed. And do you know there's two in business? Either God is going to direct you or the devil. Man is not directing himself. It's going to be either God or the devil directing him. And so since we know that, then we know to go to God. Psalms 37:23.
37:23 says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way.
So, you want to be good? You want to be considered good by the Lord? Then let him order your steps. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. God is pleased. I want the Lord to smile on me. I want him to be happy with me. Don't you want the Lord to be happy with you? Let him order your step. Don't try to do it yourself. Proverbs 11:5.
The righteousness of the perfect shall direct his way, but the wicked shall fall by his own wickedness.
Do you know if we will allow the Lord to direct us, we're going to be perfect before him. We're going to be righteous before him. But if we don't, we're going to fall. I haven't really met anybody that I know of that want to fall, that want to be a failure. Most people, when they do something, they want to be successful. They think that what they're doing and the way they're going is going to bring success. But it's not. Not unless you trust in the living God. Because the devil is bound and determined to get rid of us. He wants to make us fall. He wants us to fail. And so, if we go his way, we will fail. But we want to be righteous, and we want to be perfect before him. You know, I was thinking about, why? Why do we need to acknowledge God? Why do we need to recognize him? Because he is all-powerful. He's almighty. He's the supreme being. We need to recognize that he's over us. I tell you, pride will make you think you something if you're not careful. Do you remember in Genesis, it tells of how the devil tripped up Eve? He told, you know what he told her? You'll be as gods, knowing good and evil. As though knowing good and evil was something special. Good, but the evil would have been better had she not known about it. So you see, he used her pride. You know, you'll make you think you something. He does it today. He tried to make us think we're something when we're nothing. And we need to realize that we're helpless creatures. It's not in man to direct his path. And man is going to be directed either by God or the devil. He's not going to be, he think. He's, I did this. I brought myself up by my own bootstraps, some people say. But we need to realize we are very needy and very helpless. Can't afford to let ourselves feel like we're high. Because who is high? Who is high? God is, isn't he? Let's go to Isaiah 6 and 1. God is the one that's high. We don't need to think of us ourselves as nothing high and mighty.
In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple.
Notice how he recognized that God was high and lifted up. That is the first step to being able to trust in God. If we recognize him as Almighty, he's the one that's high and lifted up. And once we do that, then we begin to have the fear of God on our heart. And it will motivate us to trust him instead of our own ways. Go to Psalms 47 and 2.
For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is a great king over all the earth.
That's the way we need to look at him. He's terrible. He's so magnificent. He's so powerful. He's so great. That's our attitude that we need to have. And Psalms 8, 4, and 5.